Listening Library presents Imposter by Suzanne Winokur. Read for you by Emily Rankin. Chapter 1. The straitjacket corseted my body so tightly my arms tingled and my fingers turned numb. I sank beneath the water's surface, the weights on the jacket dragging me down. I gasped, and a spurt of liquid spilled into my mouth. Chlorine burned my eyes as I watched the distance between me and the surface growing. Blurry shapes moved above. They were watching me. Panic clutched at my chest when my feet hit the ground. 10 feet separated me from desperately needed oxygen. If I didn't move quickly, I was going to drown. I tore at the fabric, pressing my arms against my sides, thrashing and kicking, letting my instinct take over. "It's just a test," I reminded myself. Summers would never have let me do this if it was too dangerous. She'd been a variation trainer for years. She knew what we were capable of. And Alec wouldn't let anything happen to me. I stopped struggling and settled at the bottom of the pool, resting my knees on the blue concrete floor. Closing my eyes, I tried my best to ignore the steady pressure building in my chest. I needed air. I'd already wasted too much time panicking. Focus. I coaxed the memory of a little girl I'd bumped in the mall. I pictured her delicate features, her narrow shoulders, her slender limbs. I imagined looking through her eyes, inhabiting her body. Immediately, the familiar rippling sensation started in my toes and crept up my calves. Once it reached my chest, the pressure of the jacket loosened.